From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with Robin Hilton. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Bob.
This is it. 2.5 weeks of voting. We put up a poll for listeners to vote for their favorite music of 2010.
We had a bunch of nominations come in. This was all on the All Songs Considered blog. Hundreds of nominations came in of bands and artists and albums to include on our list. And for the past 2.5 weeks or so, listeners have been telling us what their favorites are. And today we're just going to count down through the top 25.
It's been amazing. We had like 250 nominations. We had some write-ins, lots of comments. How could you possibly leave off
X and Heaven? I see no mention of Y.
That's right. But we're going to start off with number 25 of the top 25 albums, which is a song that actually, if you're offended by the F-bomb, skip it. Go ahead in about 4 minutes, and you can get to number 24.
And we'll be at number 24, yeah.
And the song is by CeeLo Green, and the song is?
Well, Bob, something I've often thought when I work with you.
Hit it.
Okay.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too. Said if I was richer, still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
And although that's praise in my chest, I still wish you the best. What the fuck you? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. But now it's over, and no longer are we, 'cause the way you play your game ain't fair. I pity the fool in love with you.
Oh, she's an old
man. Well,
just don't
just
you know.
Ooh, I've got some news for you. Yeah, go on and tell your little boy free. See you driving round town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you.
Ooh,
I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too. Said if I was rich, now ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
And although that's praise in my chest, I still wish you the best. What the fuck you?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now I know that I had to borrow, beg and steal and lie, cheat, trying to keep ya, trying to please ya.
That's some shit, Bob.
It sure is.
CeeLo Green, you know, the thing is, it's a very funny song, but that it isn't just funny. I mean, this song, what a great groove.
It's a great R&B song.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It really, really is. And I'm actually surprised that this album, The Lady Killer, it's from The Lady Killer, it came in at 25. I'm surprised it wasn't a little higher, actually, considering how huge this one song was. You'd think it could lift the entire record, but it's still nice to see it on the list. A great song.
Can we go to the absolute polar opposite of that song, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So number 24 is Joanna Newsom. Three record set.
Incredibly ambitious record.
I'm so glad it made it in the top
25.
I am
too, and I was wondering whether or not it was going to make it on the list.
All songs audience.
Yeah, exactly. So let's just give a listen to a cut from the Joanna Newsom record. The record's called Have One on Me, and it came in at 24. What do you want to hear?
How about if we play the cut that maybe a lot of people didn't get to because it's the last cut of the last disc. Just absolutely stunningly beautiful song by Joanna Newsom. The song's called Does Not Suffice.
I will pack all my pretty dresses. I will box up my high-heeled shoes. A sparkling ring for every finger I'll put away and hide from view. Coats of blue clay, jacquard and cashmere, cartouche and tweed, all silver shot. And everything that could remind you of how easy I was not. I'll tuck away my gilded button. I'll buy my on your balcony. his bed, reading a clear path to the shower, scouring yourself red. The table hangers swaying in the closet, unburdened hooks and empty drawers, and everywhere I try to love you is yours again and only yours.
Love where that goes.
Absolutely epic record. She could have just done, you know, one record. I think it would have gotten listened to more, mm-hmm. but that's not what's in her as an artist. She just does what she needs to do, and I love her for that.
Yeah, this was a year of really ambitious records. We've talked about that a lot on the show. She was one of the artists who did it. Sufjan Stevens had a really ambitious record that is on this list, and we'll get to here in a bit. But another thing that's interesting about both those artists is that these ambitious records were so far less precious than anything they'd ever done
that's
before.
True.
You
yeah.
know, this is the first Joanna Newsom record that I could listen to and really, really love her voice. She can really sing.
Speaking of epic records, I think Broken Social Scene's sort of one of those bands where they're huge, lots of people, chaotic at times. And that came in at number 23, the Forgiveness Rock record. You want to play some of that and then play a couple of songs in a row?
Yeah, sure. And then the next couple, number 22, the New Pornographers, their album Together, and then 21, Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs. Let's listen to a few songs and we'll come back after them. And
I like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
rest of us know.
Down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. You've been howling at the moon like a slack-jawed fool and breaking every rule they can throw on. But one of these days it's gonna be right soon. You'll find your legs and go and stay gone.
big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. Well, all the friends that you knew in school, they used to be so cool, now they just bore you. Well, look at them now, already pulling the plow, so quick to take to grain, like some old mule. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. You're gonna pack your bags, put the miles away. Oh, just grab your girl and go, where no one knows you, what will all the old folks say? So the hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow.
So Ray LaMontagne, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm not ready for an album by an artist, and it comes out, mm-hmm. and I don't give it the fair chance. And mm-hmm. and for him, I just wasn't ready for a new record from him, even though it's been a few years. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't spend as much time with this record. He's a singer. I've always loved his voice. I've always loved his songwriting. A really solid artist, and it was nice to see this on the list.
And then you get, before that, the New Pornographers, Crash Years from the record Together. You know, them and Broken Social Scene are artists, and you'll see this a lot on lists that are voted by a lot of people. You'll see very mature artists. They have 4, 5, and 6 albums out. And that's good. I like seeing that. We'll see that more and more as we go up the list. Artists that have established huge fan bases, and they do very well in voting polls like this.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of old favorites that turned up in this top 25 list. And now we're at number 20, the band Yesayer, and the album is Odd Blood.
And then let's do the one after that, too, because that's a newcomer. 2 records for Yesayer. Janelle Monáe, the arch android. We saw her at the 9:30 Club. She opened for Of Montreal, and they did a duet together. Incredible performer. This isn't a record I actually expected to make it on the list, though she made quite a splash this year, so I'm glad to see it here.
We've talked about ambitious records. This is another ambitious record, and I think she really pulled it off. So we're going to listen to Ambling Out from the Yesayer record. And from Janelle Monáe, we'll listen to a song called Tightrope.
Yeah. unfair place at times. But your lows will have their complement of highs. And if anyone should cheat you, take advantage of or beat you, raise your head.
Sort of like a thong in an ass crack. Come on.
I tip on alligators and little rattlesnakers, but I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating. I fight for what I believe. Why you talking about it? Just talking about it. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner, and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave. Watch me tip without you. No, no, no.
I'm listening to this Janelle Monáe the whole time, and I'm thinking, is there any room in your record collection for a song like that, Bob? Because I just thought, how can anybody not like that song? It just makes me want to move.
Totally. There's room for it. And I think, you know, seeing her live just sells it for me. That just puts it over the top.
Yeah, she puts on an incredible show.
She reminds me of where Grace Jones fit in for me when Grace Jones came out.
Oh, wow.
And the hairdo, too.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. So that was Janelle Monáe at 19, Yesayer 20. Now we're up to 18, a band that you and I, one of our all-time favorites, certainly one of my all-time favorite bands, Spoon.
And I love this record. We presented them at South by Southwest. It was one of the first U.S. performances of the record that they did. I think that the guitar sound on this and the spare sound on this record is what I loved most. It's much more stripped down than the previous record. In fact, I think it was a reaction to Ga, 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 Ga. And I like that a lot. Yeah. Very angular guitars.
My only criticism with Spoon is actually, I guess, a good thing, and that is, the only thing I don't like about their songs is I want more. Every time I listen to one of the songs, they'll have some great, like you said, guitar sound going on, and it's just so meticulously crafted that there isn't always as much room as I'd like there to be for the song to really just open up.
And I felt the opposite about this record. You could feel them really smashing on the guitar. You could feel it wasn't as restrained, I think is the word you often use for Spoon. It didn't feel that way to me. Okay, so Jim Eno is a restrained drummer, but I didn't think that of the way the playing was and the singing was. Let's listen to Written in Reverse from the Spoon record Transference. And then what do you want to do? You want to go to the next, you want to go to one of your favorites, which I see at number 17?
Yeah, Deer Hunter. I love Deer Hunter. Deer Hunter came in at 17, just ahead of Spoon. The record Halcyon Digest. Sure, we can listen to a song from that. Let's listen to the song Memory Boy from the album Halcyon Digest.
Great. So first Spoon.
Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all from here, from just a few glimpses. Now that light bulb's gone off, and it's pulling my wings. And now the light bulb's gone off. I've seen it in your eyes, I've seen your blank stare. And I wanna show you how I love you, but there's nothing there. You truly felt we're getting you wrong, and it feels so good, all but only briefly, like high school poppers would. Where you lose a bit of yourself, where you lose a bit of yourself. Like
to you in reverse. Someone better call a purse. I can see it all from here, from just a few glimpses. Now that light bulb's gone on, and it's pulling my winces. Now the light bulb's gone on. I've seen it in your eyes, but there's nothing there. There's nothing there. I wanna show you how.
One of the more upbeat cuts from the Deer Hunter album, I'll See and Digest. But that's one of the things about this band is it's one of the few groups that makes me want to dance, but also just totally zone out and meditate at the same time.
I love the way that album opens. In fact, it's that sleepy, that sleepy sound for me that was my favorite stuff of that record.
Yeah, yeah. I really love the more ambient stuff, the droning guitars. But it was nice to have a track like Memory Boy. And then before that, Spoon, written in reverse from the album Transference. The Spoon record didn't make it on either of our personal top tens, I noticed, but for both of us, one of our favorite records of the year.
Yeah, that was one for me that if I did my top 10, it was like 12 or
right,
you know, yeah, right there.
Totally.
And when we make these lists, a couple things happen, I think, which is, you know, you want to turn people on to new music. I like to get turned on to new music. I actually did a top 9 this year, right? When I went through and tried to find my top 10, there were too many faults to that 10 record. Every time I'd put something in that number 10 place,
I just didn't feel it.
I've had these critical feelings about the record, so I thought, what the heck? Just do 9.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt. So
yeah. It was a really strong year for individual songs, I thought. We've talked about this a lot over the years, and I don't know if I'm ready to concede this battle.
Give it up.
But this definitely, this year more than any year up to now, for me, was a year of single songs, too.
Although we're about to play something that is a very strong record, Tallest Man on Earth.
The Tallest Man on Earth came in at number 16. The album is The Wild Hunt.
I'm so glad. This guy, this year, so much music. The LP at the top of the year in February, then an EP of another good, 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah.
Came out a couple months ago. Kristen Mattson.
We talked about him on the last show. He was somebody I came too late, and wow, I don't know what I was missing the first few times I listened to this, because it ended up being on my top 10, and I was glad to see it in the top 20 here on Listener Picks. Let's listen to that. Let's listen to the title track to The Wild Hunt. And then after that, we're going to hear Band of Horses. Band of Horses came in at number 15 with their album Infinite Arms. And
Let's do Local Natives at 14 after that, too. Okay. Let's do three in a row.
Yeah, all right. So we've got Tallest Man on Earth, The Wild Hunt, Band of Horses, Infinite Arms, and Local Natives, Guerrilla Manners, that album.
There is a cruel moon coming in where you keep looking now. It is the hollow month of March now sweeping in. Let's watch phenomenons arise out of the darkness now. Within the light, she is my storm and heroine. An old machine that's abandoned by the ancient races stand. I hear them humming down below in hollow earth. Oh, hell, I guess I know no while I will go under too. Just for now, I let the spring and storm return. I left my heart to the wild hunter coming. I live until the call, and I plan to be forgotten when I'm gone. Yes, I believe in the fall. Oh. And I will sleep out in the glade just by the giant tree. To be close to where my spirit's pulled away. I left a nervous little boy out on the trail today. He's just a mortal to the shouting cavalcade. I left my heart to the wild hunter coming. I live until the call. And I plan to be forgotten when I'm gone. Yes, I believe in the fall. Oh. Open up the windows, have Satan departing now. And we'll be even when the blues fall down like hey. Hell, I don't even care no more about Cadejo now. If he's a white one or a black one on the train. I left my heart to the wild hunter coming. I live until the call. And I plan to be forgotten when I'm gone. Yes, I believe in the fall. Oh, oh. Yes, I believe in the fall.
the lane next over's always faster, and you wait so long until you're so bothered. But right after you complete your murder lane, you're starting in next going. And while you wait for your luck to change, all you can think of is where you started.
You know, that's a band, Local Natives, the record coming in at number 14, that we presented at South by Southwest in February, first time we'd seen them.
Yep.
Then we saw them again at Bonnaroo. Very strong show. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just kept getting better and better.
Yeah, and they've really found their audience
this
year, too.
A lot of these artists we've done, I was counting, I think about 10 of the artists on the top 25 list we've had in concert in the last year, and others we've done in years past, and those concerts are online. The All Songs Considered Live Concert Podcast is something you can subscribe to. You can download the shows to your computer. Hundreds of them available.
So Gorilla Manor was the album by Local Natives at 14. Before that, Band of Horses, Infinite Arms. You know that record, Infinite Arms, it debuted at number 7 on the Billboard 200 list, and it also is nominated for a Grammy for Best Alternative Album of the Year. And then before the Band of Horses, we heard The Tallest Man on Earth, The Wild Hunt. That was the title track to The Wild Hunt.
See that Tiny Desk concert, that guy,
that
voice, down the hall, all the way down the hall, littlest guy, biggest voice.
He can hold an audience in the palm of his hand. He's just amazing. So number 13, this is a record, happy to see on the list, thought it might come in a little bit higher than this, but Yahnzee, the Go album, came in at number 13. And wow, I know for you and Stephen, it was maybe close to being your favorite album of the year.
It actually was my number one album. As I was doing my list the weekend before I put up my list, I listened over and over again to the Sufjan Stevens and put that at the very top. It easily could have been. It was certainly all year long. It was my go-to record. Just brilliant string arrangements. Another one of those very ambitious records that came out this year, the Yahnzee record, also the best live show I saw all year of the
however
150
many,
shows.
At least. I bet more than that. Yahnzee at 13, and then a band I know you love, Sleigh Bells, coming in at number 12, the album Treats.
I do love that record.
Yeah, let's listen to both these. Do you want to go?
Let's listen to the opening track because of just the way it opens. There was no way I was ever going to put this record down.
Yeah, the Yahnzee's Go. The song's called Go Do, and then after Sleigh Bells, I'll tell you what, I'll give you real, because last week we got to play AB Machines. It's the one I wanted to play. We didn't get to play your cut. So let's start off with Yahnzee, and then we'll hear Sleigh Bells.
Great.
Let them grow. 666 and I know the part. You are the river flow and we can never know. We're just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six up straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it then.
Sleigh Bells.
That has got to be one of the catchiest songs, yeah, certainly of the year. Wow. I mean, it's not terribly indicative of what the rest of the record is like, but that's a great track.
I tell you, I hope it's indicative of where they go.
Yeah.
I think they'll always have the full throttle for the live shows, but I'd like to hear something much more. Is musical an insulting word in this case? I mean by that is I like to hear her sing. I like her singing more than when the songs are full throttle. There's no room for her and there's more screaming. So I'm looking forward to see where they grow.
I like that full throttle sound. I think what I'd like is to see them live with a full band playing. Yeah, I think they could pull that off, and that would be really exciting. But that was Sleigh Bells at number 12. Yonzi was just before that with number 13. And we've got one more album we're going to do before we get to the top 10 of the year, and that's the Gorillaz record, Plastic Beach. We did a poll halfway through 2010, and this Gorillaz record came out number one. It soundly beat everything else on the list.
We did a concert of theirs from Syria. They were kind enough to offer us a concert. They went back to Syria with some of the musicians that worked on the record, and it's an all-over-the-place, very interesting record by Gorillaz. I think they did a great job on this.
What do you want to listen to from Plastic Beach?
Why don't we give a listen to, I think about the catchiest tune on this. It's called On Melancholy Hill from Plastic Beach, the Gorillaz.
Thank you.
It's always hard to sum up a very complicated record. Plastic Beach by the Gorillaz, that was on Melancholy Hill. Very catchy, lovely, lovely tune. And I'm here with Robin Hilton. We're counting down the top 10 we're going to head to on All Songs Considered. These are the ones you nominated, you voted for. The All Songs Considered Top 10 2010. It's quite a list, really. We start off with something that just came out just a few weeks ago.
The Kanye West record, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. This is a record that's kind of polarizing. A lot of people love it. A lot of people hate it. But Carrie Brownstein was on the show last week, and it's her number one album of the year. And you can read her whole top 10, by the way, on the All Songs Considered blog, along with Bob. Your top 10 list is on there.
Top nine.
That's right. You didn't pick 10 this year. You picked nine, just to be difficult. And my top 10 is on there. And Stephen Thompson, Empire Music Editor, his top 10 is on there as well, the All Songs Considered blog. Let's go ahead and get to some music with number 10, Kanye West.
And how about we follow it up with something completely different, huh?
All right. Well, number 9 on the list was the band Beach House and the album Teen Dream, two entirely different sounding records. So let's give a listen to the cut Monster from Kanye West. And then after that, we'll hear the song Zebra from Beach House and their album Teen Dream.
Shoot the lights out, high until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Chum a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat, fat, fat. Now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, gossip. Just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a monster.
I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. Profit, profit, I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants.
The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level. Level, planning who you going, yeah. Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older, acting like I owe it. I heard the beat, the same raps that gave the track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Backed up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot, buddies love my accent. Shit came up to me and said, this the number 2 dial. If you wanna make it number 1, you're number 2 now. Miss that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Damn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know them, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do, it's new now.
Really need to cool out.
Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just want a scholarship. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my
Gossip, you're gonna just stop it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you your hands at the concert. I'ma need to see you your hands at the concert. Profit, I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you your hands at the concert. I'ma need to see you your hands.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a monster. Conquer, stomp you, stop your silly nonsense. None of you know where the swamp is. None of you have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these I made millionaires milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake with no fangs, trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre, seems to be the only way to back you.
Gossip, you're gonna just stop it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you feel your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you feel your pants at the concert. Profit, I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you feel your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you feel your pants.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster. With a bad that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tank.
teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew. And I'm all up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't know this cause my money ain't.
Let me get this straight, wait, I'm the rookie. But my features and my shows, 10 times your pay. 50K for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie's gotta claim it. Hotter than the Middle East and climb it, find it. 20 my Tyrone, Dottie, wine it, wine it. Nicki on the corner when I sign it.
Away.
Beach House, the song Zebra from the album Teen Dream. It came in at number 9. And before that, we heard Kanye West from his My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. The song is Monster. And that Monster cut's the one that has Bon Iver on it. It also has Jay-Z on it. Great track from that album. We're very counting down polar, the top 10.
Very polar songs.
Yes, Kanye completely different. House, completely different.
Which I love that about our
sounds.
List.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Beach House record is one every time a song popped up, I loved it on my iPod this year. Really love that record, Teen Dream.
You find in the top 10s oftentimes very song-based records make the top 10 when you get, we're talking about top 10s that a mass of people are voting on.
Right.
Right? And a couple of renegades. And Kanye may, in some ways, be a super popular artist. The record's sort of a renegade record. It's all over. It's abrasive. It's all sorts of things, right?
It's incredible sound, though. Just listening to that cut, I thought, that's just an incredible, powerful sound.
And the next one that's a little hard to digest is the Sufjan Stevens record.
It came in at number 8, The Age of Odds. And, Bob, this was your number one record of the year. It came from behind at the very end and beat out Yanzi, yeah?
And it did that because, in the same way, I love the Yanzi record because of its arrangements that were beyond guitar, bass, and drums. It had not just strings that were sort of adjunct to the record. They were absolutely intertwined in the songwriting. That was true of the Yanzi record, true of the Sufjan Stevens record. In addition, on the Sufjan, there was big choruses of people singing, electronics, swirling. It was a hard record to just put on. Yeah. It is a record you just need to listen to.
Well, and, you know, I put it on and listened all the way through, and I thought, this is great. I'm going to do it again. Listen to it all the way through again. I thought, one more time. And about halfway through the third listen in a row, I thought, you know what? I'm exhausted. It's just an exhausting listen. It really is exhausting, but very rewarding, too.
And if we think about what I always say, more the age of song than the age of album, the Kanye record, the Sufjan Stevens record, the Yanzi record, there were certainly albums, great, great albums. And maybe it's what we're looking forward to. Maybe that's what 2011 and 12 will bring us.
Let's go ahead and listen to the Sufjan Stevens record, Age of Odds. And then after that, let's listen to number 7. It was Vampire Weekend with the album Contra. What do you want to hear from Sufjan?
You know, I like to play Vesuvius. And the reason I'd like to do that, I think it's the easiest of the songs to get into. And it still has some of the drama, some of the things that Sufjan Stevens has brought to the table into his music. You know, he did this BQE record, a Brooklyn Queens Express Ray record that's all instrumental, and it's got that sort of Philip Glassy sound. There's a lot of that on this record, and he brought that to his more folksy side, and I think Vesuvius sort of gets you into that a little
easier.
Yeah,
Vesuvius starts off, you think, this sounds like everything he's ever done, which is wonderful, and then it just...
Yeah, right. And then we'll play Vampire Weekend. We should play what?
Let's listen to, from Vampire Weekend, the song Holiday from the album Contra.
That's the number 7 record.
Thank you. Oh,
the music of Vampire Weekend. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton. We're counting down the top 25 from All Songs Considered listeners. Before that, we heard Sufjan Stevens. That's Sufjan Stevens' song, Vesuvius, probably one of the easier ones to get into. But it does that swirling, crazy choral stuff.
Really like where that goes, yeah. And the Vampire Weekend, my sense of this album this year, the Contra record, was that, you know, this band really blew up a couple of years ago, and it really felt like this record didn't get anywhere near the attention that the first record did, but it was number one on the Billboard Top 200.
They have a very strong following, and I think, you know, that second record, everyone's saying, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a good one? Going to be not a good one? And I think, at least from the standpoint of fans, it pleased the fans, and I think it got a lot more fans as well.
Yeah.
So Vampire Weekend. Let's head to number six, Mr. Hilton. What do we got?
LCD Sound System, This Is Happening, an amazing, amazing album from James Murphy. We got to webcast this band play at Bonnaroo this past summer. You can still listen to the whole show online if you somehow missed it. Just about made it into the top five. It came in at number six.
I love this record. It was almost my number 10, you know, when I made that list of, and every time I had to scratch out that it was Broken Bells or it was going to be LCD Sound System. And each record for me had a few flaws, but were really great records and had some of the best songs of the year on them. So let's. What do you want to play?
Let's listen to the LCD Sound System, and we come back. We'll do the top five. Let's listen to the song "All I Want."
Oh, good. This one reminds me a lot of something that might have come off of Heroes, David Bowie.
Oh, cool. All right.